Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
And welcome back here, everyone. Tom Lether joins us now from Lether Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures and, well, the live cattle, feeder cattle futures with, you know, really nice days at the close of the week on Friday.
That's right, Dave. We saw for the second straight session, the entire cattle complex Friday closed positive with triple-digit gains as fund buying returned to the cattle. Cash in the feed yards was mostly at 157 to 158 last week. There was some 160 being paid late Friday in Nebraska. The cattle on feed report held no surprises. It is being considered a neutral report, and this afternoon at 2 p.m. is a monthly cold storage report. Now, also Friday, we saw choice box beef down $3.38. Select boxes were down 44 cents. The total movement, and I'm using total movement now instead of just choice and select, 184 loads. The daily cattle slaughter, 106,000 head. The weekly kill, 552,000. Cash feeder index down 79 cents. It has now dropped $14.19 over the past 10 sessions. Friday's close saw February cattle $1.57 higher. March feeder cattle $4.20 higher. And February lean hogs 2 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures at the end of the week. Our wheat futures looking at double-digit lows, soybeans lower. The corn, though, ended up mixed on Friday.
That's right, Dave. We did see our wheat futures Friday have double-digit losses. And the corn and the soybeans did close negative also for the week. We saw the March KC wheat gain 32 cents, March corn gain 3 cents, March soybeans lost 15 cents. The managed money has increased their net long positions in the corn futures and Chicago and Kansas City wheat futures, but decreased their long positions in the soybeans and soybean meal futures. Wheat has turned positive this morning as the latest news out of Russia, and it seems like that's the biggest thing that's moving our wheat is the latest news out of Russia is that they plan to impose duties on grain exports. At the moment, the March KC wheat is 7.5 cents higher. March corn's up a quarter of a penny. January soybeans 2 cents lower. March cotton 44 points higher. February crude oil 38 cents lower. The March dollar index down 8 cents. And March Dow Jones futures 57 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here this morning. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lether, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.